Do you feel now more than ever that you need to make a shift in your wellness? Listen to this podcast, Inner Wellness, with Dr. Naz Parsian. Let's make the shift happen.
The ability to handle life is simply the ability to handle one's own mind. We fail first in thought and only afterwards in action. Brunton, 1970. Hello, my inner wellness seekers. What's up? I have not been on podcast for ages yet. So for some reasons, so I experience, like a lot of other people, a lot of chaos and sometimes emotional breakdown, sometimes struggles, and we all know that we are experiencing very different and very unique time of the world. And at the same time, I had, you know, sometimes a really hectic time because I'm teaching, you know, in uni as well. So we had to handle a lot of challenges just getting, you know, to virtual environment and online, and again back to campus and again online. So yeah, and students are basically dealing with a lot of stuff too. So what I'm going actually to share with you, so I'm back and my plan is just go absolutely weekly, or at least, you know, every second week, ongoingly, because I think this is my best venture to communicate to people. And I would love to hear from you any feedback, any comment, any areas that you really like to listen more about. And yes, I sign an agreement, you know, with myself, with my soul, just to do something that I can do as a human being, you know, in the current, I don't know, age of the world, that I feel really lucky that I live in this particular time. To be honest, I experienced a lot of things in my earth life, and this is totally different. And I appreciate it. And I think, you know, there is always a reason for everything. And that's why I feel blessed that I'm experienced this. And there might be a reason. And I want actually just to do my mission in my journey. And one of actually my really core and so deep mission is connecting with people, with humans on earth, as a human being, just to share everything that I feel, I experienced, I lived in, that might be helpful, you know, for you. Even if that is helpful for one person, I will be so grateful. So what I'm going to talk about today is just, I'm going to share with you a couple of points. Number one is, yes, as I started with a quote, it's a lot of things happening because of our thoughts. And believe me or not, our thoughts are very much affected by our emotions and vice versa. So our thoughts and our emotions are basically relating to each other. They have an intimate relationship. They are in a very close intimacy. So we definitely can change a lot of things by changing our thoughts. Let's start with reflection. How many more times we actually are going to choose to be victim, to be just following whatever happening or whatever imposing to us? And then, you know, we ended up with some failure. And we repeated, and we did again. And again, we failed. And we did it again. And again, we failed. Let's just stop it. So let's just do a very deep reflection right now and start to question everything that we have done so far in our life. Starts with the question, usually, you know, we suggest to students when you do the reflection, just follow the questions, what, so what, now what? So start with the question, what is it? What is happening? What happened in my life so far? What was, you know, the most horrible or the biggest challenge I had with my life? What is happening right now in my life? So start with what? That's the biggest question. And then you go, okay, so what? When this is happening, what could be the consequences? What could be, you know, the aspects of my life that can be affected by this situation? What are my thoughts about it? What are my emotions about it? How do I react? Or how do I respond to this situation? What happened as a result of my response to this situation? What was the actual outcome? And how did I feel about those outcomes? So this so what is so big. With asking so what, we basically see the whole bigger picture about the what, the situation or the problem or whatever, you know, we questioned at the very first step. So the so what encourages us to see the bigger picture as big as possible. So sometimes we may just need to change our position and just go to the higher position, right? Like, for example, when you see the city center from a really sky-high building, level 80-something, your vision and the way you see the city from that level might be very different than the way that you see the city when you are down there. So the so what is a big question like that. It's like, you know, you're going, you know, upper, and you see everything around the situation. And you may just get really surprised by the things that you see that you never seen before. You never were able to observe those things when you were in the middle of that situation. But we, you know, get off the situation and go, you know, in higher and higher and higher levels and look into all the surrounding, everything that can just cover the situation like an umbrella. Like it, you know, you see all of those things. And this bigger perspective can bring more and more information for you just to find out what you need to do now. Now what? And that's the next question. So you cannot find out the now what until you see the bigger picture as big as possible from the higher position of your vision and insight. And that doesn't happen unless you choose to change your position of observing and seeing things. So in this situation, you actually start to rise just above that traumatized situation, the traumatizing situation, that struggle, that chaos. You fly above it. And you see those things from absolutely, totally different angle. And that different angle can show you the truth and so many hidden stuff that you indeed had a lot of limitation when you were in a different position, when you were in the lower position before. So the now what is coming when your insight is quite open, clear, broad, expansive, and sees and observes and witnesses and know so many things around that situation. And that's the best time to decide, now what? But it's only the start of the next step. So the now what is not a simple step. And it can cover actually different stages, because you always need to start from the little steps. You can't actually jump on, you know, the top level of a ladder in one step. So the now what is about, what can be done? What is the best for me to do right now? So certainly the now what is very much involved with your sense of presence. And at this stage, you need to connect to you and your presence. And whatever you feel, you think, you sense right now in this present moment. You may still come with a lot of questions when you go through the stage of now what? Yes, embrace those questions. Questioning is the best thing, as it's the most powerful thing that you can do for your own inner growth and for your own, you know, for your health, for your wellness, for your growth in all aspects. So you may actually come with some questions, but you need to go back to the process again. What, so what, and now what, if that does make sense. So when you are in now what stage, you may find the new perspective by questioning again. And then you need to go back to find out the question, what, and then see the bigger picture around the question, and again, now what. And in this way, you can empower your mind to be the master. And you can create a new matrix for your mind rather than just, you know, following whatever has already been known in your life or whatever has been dictated or imposed to you by the environment or whatever you have experienced. You go beyond. You go further than that. And you welcome the new experiences, absolutely the unknown area. So, yes, so this is actually something that I have started working on it for a few months now. And believe me, the more I go through this process, the more questions I come up with. And that's actually amazing journey. It's fun, and at the same time it's so challenging, because sometimes, you know, you just get caught up, you know, in too many questions. And sometimes you feel that you are different, you know, from the world, from, you know, all is happening around you. You may feel at times a bit of, you know, separation you may feel that you are kind of separated from the world. But that's fine. It's part of your growth because you are starting to see something differently, because you began to question and you began to inquire about life from different angles, in different layers. And that is exactly what we all need to do in the current situation, that the world has a powerful message for all of us, that the way that we handled our lives until now perhaps had some gaps. And that's the time that we need to change it. We need to shift it. And let's start with reflection. So the reflection start, you know, just a very usual, simple practice of reflection to your own life. Start, you know, reflecting onto your own life. Where were you? And what kind of problems, issues, or I don't know, failures you had before, and how did you go through it, and how did you come to this stage, and what is happening right now? The what is involved with a lot of things. You may want to find out, you know, what is happening even in your body. Sense your body, scan your body, scan your thoughts. What's happening in your beliefs? What's happening in your emotions? So the first stage, which is what? Is involved with so many things. Your experience, your life, what is, you know, the outer and external things, you know, happening, your inside emotions, your inside thoughts, your lifestyle, your family, so many things. What are things happening in all these aspects? And pick one and just go to the so what and now what. Start to see that particular what that you picked from a different angle, from a higher, from the higher level. See all the surrounding. See the bigger circle. And imagine that you are not in the middle of that particular situation. You are seeing the situation from a higher position. And what do you see when you see the situation from that angle? Write them down. Repeat them for yourself. Make sure that you go beyond what you have already experienced and what you have already known about that situation. And be open to find out anything that you don't know about it. Start questioning and be welcoming. Be, you know, just embrace, welcome everything which is new and is coming into your mind as a question. And then you can actually go through the process of now what? Okay, so be proactive in this time for your transformation. Your thoughts and your emotions are kind of determining right now in this situation what is happening next. They are very much involved with your future. When I'm talking about the future, it's just the next moment. And you definitely need to connect to the current moment and the present right now to be able to connect to the next present moment. You know, the future It's all about presence, yeah? So when you go to the future, so that the present in the next moment, the next hour, the next day is again present. That means you can create your future present moment by creating your new thoughts, your new beliefs, your new emotions. So going through that process of reflection and finding out the now what, and just doing again and again and again as a regular practice every day, and maybe even every hour, you can open the way to create your present moment of the next hour, your present moment of tomorrow. And as a result, you may be able to create the next present moment of the world, because the world is us. Okay, so I think that's enough for me, that I'm just, you know, back to talk about these things. And I plan to continue perhaps, you know, every second week, and I'm bringing some more guests to the podcast, to the show, because I really love to communicate with you. But my lovely friends, beautiful humans, do not forget that you have an amazing and incredible power in your inside. Rise above the situation. Change your position. Reflect on what happened previously in your life and what was the result. Now you need to change it. Do not repeat the history when you went through failure again and again. This is the time to change it, to shift it, to transform it. And it's all in your hands. And it's all starting from your thoughts and your emotions. And I'm definitely suggesting you to welcome any new questions. It is challenging. Questions are always challenging, but they are the very first steps to go through the growth journey. There is no growth if there is no question. This is, you know, it's all starting with inquiry. This is something that we actually are teaching and we are suggesting in healthcare system about evidence-based practice and those things, that all starts with a question. If we don't question the things that we are involved in healthcare, we never get the better results. We never get the better evidence. We never, you know, do the research. All starts with the question. We say usually, you know, in clinical care, with the searchable question. So let's do the same in our life. Let's start with the searchable questions. And every question can be searchable. Okay, guys, I'll let you go. And I would love to hear from you, hear about your feedback, your comment, and any particular areas that you like me to share with you. Stay safe, stay in your heart space, and just believe me, heart knows the answer. Your heart knows the answer, and trust your heart. Whenever you feel really frustrated, just connect and communicate to your heart, and your heart clearly knows the answer. And don't forget to reflect, question, and make it as your usual practice, even hourly, every hour. This is something that I do. I actually keep questioning and keep searching and keep reflecting. And this is actually part of my life everyday life now. Thank you for listening. So stay well until next time.
Thank you for listening to the podcast Inner Wellness with Dr. Naz Parsian. I hope you enjoyed, and I'd love to hear from you any input, any suggestion, and also your subscription. Thank you.